The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Tuesday, November the 8th. We got two topics today. We're talking League of Women Voters and also Coyote Hill. But first of all, let's start with Linda Kaiser, the League of Women Voters. You've got an event coming up a week from today.
A week
right?
from today.
November the 15th.
November the 15th.
Isn't that hard to believe?
Yes,
we're
it is.
We're in November. It seemed like it was just a couple of weeks ago we were talking about January.
And it was 90 degrees.
That's right. So what have you got coming up on November 15th?
Well, we invited the city manager, Mike Mathis, to speak to citizens on how Columbia is planning for its future energy needs. Mm. So he agreed to join us next week.
So how is Columbia planning for its future energy needs?
Well, I think they, and I read an article last week about the university's new addition to the boiler, and I suspect both the university and the city are examples in the state of Missouri for planning ahead and diversifying their energy needs.
Now, I read something, I can't remember if it was 2 or 3 months ago or longer, the city of putting all of the power lines underground. Have you heard, is that going to come up next week?
Someone might ask a question. It's not one that we would ask as a league, from what I understand, although it's desirable in a whole variety of issues. It's an expensive process.
It's an expensive process, but once they're underground, you're free of being concerned about tree limbs falling on the power lines and taking them down.
True, unless you have a flood and then you have to dig them up. And I don't know what that involves.
You're a bearer of good news, aren't you?
Always.
But anyway, that may not be on the topic next week, but I did read something about it some time ago. So it'll be next Tuesday,
7 o'clock at the library. The library, as they frequently do, is co-sponsoring the article, the event with us, and the Energy Matters Committee is looking for additional co-sponsors, so there may be some other ones as well. But doors open at 6:30 for coffee and cookies. Yeah. Program starts at 7.
The League of Women Voters, you got good cookies.
Yeah.
Okay. So coffee and cookies at 6:30, and then the program starts at 7 o'clock.
Right.
And runs how long?
We have to be out of there by 8:45, okay. Library rules. So, but there will be an opportunity for people to ask questions. We may even have some displays from some of the local companies that promote energy conservation.
Okay.
So it's be an opportunity to gain more information.
So mark that on your calendar.
Please.
Is there anything else the league has coming up that you want to mention?
Well, we do have a league luncheon in December, and then we'll have a discussion group in January, but we'll have an opportunity to talk about those later. I would like to take the opportunity to thank our local newspapers, the Tribune and the Missourian. We hear a lot of criticism currently about the quality of the media and the lack of depth in the article and their coverage of events. And I think both local newspapers have done excellent jobs of providing in-depth information on a variety of issues important to the city and its citizens over the last several months.
All right, Linda. And if people want more information about the League of Women Voters, or if they want to become a member, and you take men also, right?
Of course.
So it should be called the League of Women and Men Voters.
Well, that's what it is.
Okay. What do they do if they want more information?
Well, they can either contact me, and my name is on our website, or they can contact any board member, or they can go to our website, which is a new one. It's www.lwvcbc for Columbia Boone County .wordpress.com. And it has all the contact information
there. All right. Linda Kaiser, thank you so much for coming
Thank you,
by.
Paul.
Pleasure having you here. Now I turn to Carrie Salmon, and Carrie is with Coyote Hill. Good to have you here, Carrie.
Thanks, Paul.
November the 8th. Today is November the 8th, but we're talking about Christmas time.
Yes, we were talking about Christmas because it is just right around the corner.
Yeah. So what are you asking people in our community to do for Coyote Hill?
Well, a variety of things. We have an opportunity, if you'd like to sponsor a child's wish list. Each of our kids put together a wish list of about 8 to 10 items that they want for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And so we do our best to provide those gifts for our
kids. How many kids are at Coyote Hill right now?
Currently, we have 29 children in our care.
And you have how many homes?
4 homes.
You're located near Harrisburg, Missouri, mm-hmm, 29 mm-hmm. kids in 4 homes, mm-hmm. and the average stay is?
It's about 2 years, and so that's a short time that they're with us. So we really just try our best to provide the best experiences they could have in their childhood while they're
exactly.
with us.
So you're trying to make the Christmas as special as possible.
Of course.
So if people listening or watching us on the internet would like to sponsor a child for Christmas, mm-hmm. what do they need to do?
The best route is to visit our website, coyotehill.org. Mm-hmm. That will give you information about how to sponsor a kid for Christmas, who to contact, the other options as well. If you want to volunteer, kind of spread some Christmas cheer around Coyote Hill, we would love volunteers to come out.
To do what? Give me an example of what you're looking for.
Well, last year we had a couple groups come out and they baked gingerbread houses with the kids. And that's just a great, fun Christmas-themed event.
Yeah.
Great experience for the kids.
What about decorating the houses?
We have had groups do that as well. We'll lay out the decorations and say, go to town. And they'll put up all the lights, they'll put up the tree, and then a lot of times they'll put wrapping paper on the kids' doors, so their doors are like presents, and
yeah.
it's a really fun time at Coyote Hill.
That's very nice. If somebody volunteers, mm-hmm. are you asking them to volunteer for a specific length of time, or is it whatever they can work into their schedule?
We're really pretty flexible with volunteers. If someone has an hour or two available, we'll work that into our schedule. Typically, we don't schedule volunteers longer than 2 hours at a time because they get tired and we get tired.
Sure. It's understandable. Mm-hmm. But again, Christmas will be here before you know it.
Yes,
if you would like to volunteer or adopt, are you saying adopt a child
really, yes.
for the Christmas
mm-hmm.
holidays?
Mm-hmm.
Then can you go and spend some time with the kids that you adopt?
You can definitely. We collect all the gifts the first 2 weeks of December to get them sorted and wrapped and then delivered to the kids. But you are welcome to go out
okay.
and visit the kids.
So your web address is?
www.coyotehill.org.
Our phone number to call for more information?
874-0179.
Got it. And how many acres are these houses situated on?
Right now we have 150 acres.
Oh, my. So that's pretty nice.
It's our own little winter wonderland.
Exactly. And the reason it's called Coyote Hill is because the coyotes
yes,
are out there.
Yes.
And you can hear them. Carrie, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you, Paul. Best of luck.
And I hope everything goes well for Christmas time
with you
and the kids. Tomorrow on our show, Henry Atkinson here. We're going to talk about Veterans Day. I want to remind you, our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Eric Stazak, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And if you'd like to hear this program again or watch it, go to kbia.org, click on programs, click on Paul Pepper, sign up for a free vodcast or a podcast. All right, and drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.